My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones, who represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's also getting a lot of attention these days for a resolution that would call for the impeachment of any president who incorrectly uses the United States military without proper authorization from the U.S. Congress. This is largely in response, many believe, to the president's lack of consultation with Congress after committing U.S. forces to the mission in Libya. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you. And that is one of the reasons, and it also goes back as far as 1999 when President Clinton decided to bomb Bosnia. I joined 29 of my colleagues, mostly Republicans, but a few Democrats. We went to the federal courts under the leadership of, at that time, Congressman Tom Campbell. And we went to the federal courts, and they did not take the case because they said that Congress has the authority to cut the funding for war efforts. Well, to me, and then you come back to the issue of Libya, which you just mentioned, you're exactly right. It is time for Congress to stop being in the stands as a spectator when we debate war and the commitment of our young men and women to fight. And so, therefore, I have put this resolution in so that we can hopefully hold a hearing to discuss the role of Congress based on the United States Constitution.
What explanation did you get from either the Clinton administration in 99 or the Obama administration last year for not having Congress consulted?
Well, one thing that bothered me, again, why I put this resolution in, members of the Republican Party, we were the majority at the time, still are, obviously, that the president decided to go into Libya. And no one, I mean, we all awakened on Saturday morning and found that we were bombing Libya. And the majority of members in Congress, I'd say 99%, both parties did not know that we were going into Libya. If the president contacted the leadership of the Republican Democratic Party, that's fine. But we as a Congress, and that means 435 members of Congress, should have the authority to have a debate on whether we should or should not. Now, if Libya had attacked us first on the soil of America and the president had responded, that would have been fine. But it's been too many times going way back that the administration decides, well, we can make these decisions and we don't have to consult with Congress. And that's not following the Constitution.
Follow up on a point you just made, sir, it would be a different case if we had been attacked, obviously, as the case on 9/11 and a few other times in American history. Why is that an important distinction?
Well, that's based on the public law. The president has the authority that if the country is attacked by a foreign entity, then we have the president has the responsibility to react. I have no problem with that. But to make these decisions that we go into foreign countries where we don't like the dictator and the policy of the dictator, and so we decide, well, we're going to bomb them. And that's just not, we have a constitution, and I have always believed that Congress should declare war. And we don't anymore, and this is just to put another caveat into the role of Congress. I just, for too long, think Congress is just, as I use that analogy of a sporting event, sits up in the stands and watches the action, but not participating. And that's wrong when we want to send our young men and women to war, and they might be given their life.
Sir, as you look at this, is this mostly a constitutional issue, or is it also a war powers issue? I know that back in the 70s, it was President Nixon and a Democratic Congress that wanted more checks and balances on President Nixon, and Republicans kind of blanched at the idea at the time. And now, of course, in some of these instances you're talking about, it's a Republican Congress that's not very happy with Democratic presidents taking these actions.
Well, to me, this is not a partisan issue. It's what you said just a moment ago. This is an issue of the constitutional responsibility of the United States Congress. And I have just been so frustrated and, quite frankly, I use the word fed up with the fact that we send our young men and women to fight wars and we can't even debate the policy after we've been there for a number of years. The only way we can debate is offer amendments on the appropriations bills or the Armed Services Policy Bill. But I think we've gotten to a point that America needs to be smart with how we use our military and also be smart with the fact that we are a financially broke country.
Sir, you've made the point that this is not a resolution specifically aimed at President Obama, but as you've mentioned, you said it would apply to a situation like Libya. So do you plan to pursue it with respect to him?
Well, my whole reason for this legislation is to hopefully get Congress to debate in the committees and maybe on the floor of the House what is the role of Congress when it comes to war. I don't think we have those debates enough. I really do not. And that's why I wanted to use this HCON Resolution 107 as a vehicle to force a debate of Congress when it comes to committing our young men and women to war. And Greg, I don't mind telling you, since this bill went in a week ago on Thursday, we've had calls from at least my staff kept up with this down in the district office, because, you know, we were home last week. The House was home. We had calls from 47 states, people within 47 states that says we applaud the congressman and we agree with him 100%.
What have you heard from your leadership? Do you think this will get a floor debate?
Well, I think so. You know, this is one of those bills you put in. You got to work it. And I want to thank you for this opportunity of interview, and hope those who are listening, if they agree with what we're trying to do, they would call their members of Congress and say, join Congressman Walter Jones on HCON Resolution 107. Let's return the constitutional right of Congress to make these decisions regarding going to war.
Well, sir, we'll have to hold it there. I know you've got to run and vote. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.